Bob, for the most part, these fragments are not, are tumbling at a very slow rate. I've tried a couple pictures of them, different settings. You may get an idea of what at least the patterns look like.
Roger, I got you. We're all ears on these fragments if you think you can figure out what they might be.
Well, you know, I don't know. There are a number of possibilities. If you had some kind of a... I got the impression maybe they were curved a little bit, as if they might be off the side of the S-4B. That's a wild guess.
Okay, RCS Logicus.
Ice chunks, possibly. Maybe there's paint coming off of it.
Right. I noticed on one trip up the elevator last week, one of the flags, I thought it was in the S-2, but it might be in the S-4, looked like it was peeling. Maybe that's what you got. And the S-4B maneuver is complete.
1 minute. Okay, we'll set the old clock.
Okay, and the with the maneuver complete, the fragment field is essentially static, except for very slight tumbling within the fragments.
Roger, copy that.
Every once in a while, a fragment of considerably higher velocity than the others goes across my window, but that's very rare.
Roger.
Hey, that's that field of view I saw on my what deck. You see it now? Yeah.
And Bob, at least there's no apparent relative motion between fragments.
I do understand.
I'll take two pictures about a minute apart if I can, and it'll be frame 70.
Okay, frame 70.
And Bob, Gino, my impression is that they are flat, flake-like particles, some maybe 6 inches across. And although there's no relative motion between the two, most of them seem to be twinkling. And I think for the most part, they're all moving away from us.
Roger, Gene, thank you. Houston, you have a go for T&D.
Okay, a go for T&D.
Okay, that'll be a normal. Switches are all set.
Okay,
Okay, let's start the DET.
Tickety tick tick. Hey, Houston, we're running at 5930.
Roger.
Okay. Okay, that's the launch vehicle flap. Push button. MC and auto. Next.
Separation, Houston.
Hey, check the, whatever it is. Okay. And check the, other ones off. Okay, I'm going to start to, my God, look at the junk. Okay, there's 15 seconds. Picture up. Okay, we'll proceed on the, okay, we checked her out.
Houston, we're right in the middle of a snowstorm.
Roger, and
okay,
we like Omni Delta.
Hey, look at that bird. That's going to be bright as all get up.
And there goes one of the slop panels.
Apollo 17 now in the process of turning around after having separated, blown the pyrotechnic charges that separates the spacecraft from the Saturn third stage.
Roger, bet you never saw the slaw panels on the simulator.
No, but we've got the booster, and is she pretty? Challenger's just sitting in her nest.
Roger. We like Omni Bravo now, Jack.
Okay, well, plus exit, let's see, I can't see, there's 97 points. Okay, can't see my coax.
And Houston, some of the particles going by the window fairly obviously to be paint.
Okay, we'll buy that.
Okay, you changed it up. Got that one right too.
Okay, Houston, you want the high gain?
Roger, we're standing by for it, and the angles as published on L3-3 should be good.
It's flying pretty good. Okay, we're in the react here.
How do you read? We don't have a very good lock on here in REAC.
Roger, Jack, we're reading you pretty good voice.
dropped off, signal seat dropped off, and now it's picking up again.
Roger. We're getting good signal now, Jack. Jack, the high gain is looking good.
I'm guessing, I don't know, about 100
That's
feet,
good
maybe.
News. Seemed to slew very smoothly, so looks all right.
Roger, Jack.
And one right to.
Other than Captain America is very intent on getting Challenger at the moment.
Roger, I can believe that.
Yeah, I'm coming in a little slow, but we got plenty of time.
Ron Evans now at the controls of America, moving in for the docking with Lunar Module Challenger.
And while we're moving in here, I can see a few chunks of that platy material, possibly paint, down in the slaw, sort of bouncing around between the S-4B and the limb.
Roger.
But so far, limb looks very clean. Can't see anything abnormal from this view yet.
Okay.
Isn't it though? That thing is really stable out there.
Got one little chunk coming out. It just came out of the slot and spinning along a long axis and looks very stable.
Roger.
Every once in a while, a small particle flies off of it, though.
How big a chunk are you talking about, Jack?
Say again?
How big a item are you talking about?
Oh, I referenced to the thrusters, about the same diameter as the thruster on the limb.
Roger.
That's how long it was, and about, a fifth that thick or that wide.
Roger.
And I don't think it's more than a quarter of an inch, maybe even less thick.
That same particle, Bob, came by, and as it was spinning, it was throwing off pieces of itself radially out.
Roger, we copy.
There's small ones come flowing by, and they look like flakes. And I think I caught three of the four slop panels going as we were maneuvering. I've got one out the hatch window now. It's quite a ways out.
Roger.
Tumbling in all three axes.
And I saw the fourth one out my side, so we saw them all. Area around the two spacecraft is cleaned up pretty well by now. There are just a few fragments moving around.
The crew of Apollo 17 describing what would appear to be paint or possibly ice flaking off the Saturn third stage. But somewhat puzzling at this point is just exactly what the flakes or particles that they're describing might be. And Apollo 17, in the process of docking with the lunar module, preparatory to extracting the LEM from the Saturn third stage. This occurring at some 5,300 nautical miles from Earth. And we're watching the spacecraft velocity drop off rapidly. As that altitude increases rapidly, the velocity, which at the translunar injection cutoff was around 35,000 feet per second, down now to about 22,000.
Roger, Jack. Can you see down on that quad? Is that how you're looking at it?
Yeah, I'm looking right at it. And I've got a good view of the Mesa top anyway. It's pretty well covered, but it looks all right also.
Roger.
All the antennas look good. Thruster quads all look great. I could see all four of them a minute ago.
Okay, about 10 feet there, Gene. Stand by for on the barber pole.
Capture Houston.
Roger, we copy.
Okay, we're free. Rates look pretty good. Let's suck it together.
Ready.
She's lined up, not bad.
Okay.
Prime one.
Mark it. Stand by.
There she comes. It's okay. Hey, guys.
Okay, Houston, Ripple Flyer, but we still have number 8 barber pole.
Right, do we copy?
We have a master. Got a master alarm.
We're ready.
We got the most of the latches, but A is barber pole and B is gray.
Okay, check both circuit breakers and yeah, okay.
We had one clear fire, maybe one or two latches, and then a ripple fire of the rest.
Roger.
And by the way, I had a good view into the AOT, and I can still look in there, and it's very clean.
Roger. Ron and Jane, we saw your master alarm. Did you have any anything on the matrix to light up?
No, not a thing. I looked.
Roger.
That would appear to be a repeat of the master alarm that has been reported several times previously by the crew. They get the alarm light and tone, but when they look for the exact indication or the precise indication of what's wrong, it's not there, indicating some sort of a spurious response by the master alarm to a problem that doesn't exist.
Bob, we're going to go ahead and take a look at that docking malfunction before we press on through further and check this barber pole out.
Roger, we're working some words up here. We'll be back within a second on the team.
Okay, we're down in a checklist through the power breakers open.
Understand.
And Houston, in case we didn't tell you, it's talkback A that's barber pole.
Understand, we have it. Say, 17, we don't think it's a problem. We'll find out what it is when you get in. We think we should just press right on with the flight plan checklist and keep going.
Okay, Bob, we just got a master alarm when I went to the retract prime from 1 to off.
All right, do we copy that? Looks like panel 2 is jinxed up there, huh?